It's December, but the effects of this summer's drought in Mecklenburg County are still taking a toll on a local nonprofit. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia reports.
Rural Hill, a historic site in Huntersville that includes a farm, a nature preserve, and educational programs, is known for its events. And it depends heavily on the funds generated from them. Usually relying on those events, many of which are outdoors, works well. But this year was different.
It was kind of one of those things where if weather could go wrong for us this year, it kind of did.
That's Jeff Fissel, the executive director of Rural Hill. First, it was this summer's drought that created a domino effect into the organization's top-earning event known as the Amazing Maize Maze, a corn maze. They couldn't get the corn to grow tall enough. That event typically makes up about 35% of the organization's budget. Last year, it grossed about $260,000. This year, a mere $55,000. Then, in the fall, Hurricane Joaquin moved up the coast, and there was too much rain. This led to the cancellation of the fall food truck rally and resulted in low turnout for the sheepdog trials, another big earner. So they're doing something they've never had to do before, Fissel says. Serious fundraising.
The complete lack of revenue from events this year, it's definitely new territory for us and something that we're trying out simply out of necessity.
The organization has a GoFundMe account, and they're trying to raise $100,000. He hopes to get close to that goal by the end of this year. And if they don't meet that goal, he says, there are cuts ahead, some of which could include cuts to programs and a reduction in staff. Fissel points out, if everyone who planned to come out and enjoy the maze donated what they would have spent on a ticket, the budget gap would quickly close. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.